Welcome to Emeritus Now. I'm Lynette Mason from the Emeritus Individual Operations Area, and today I'm joined by Angie McCamey, Operations Director for MD Financial Services. Angie is talking to us about her experience with using eApply, our electronic application program. Angie was one of two winners of our 2020 eApply incentive, earning her and a guest an invitation to this year's Leaders Conference in Orlando, Florida. Angie, let me start by congratulating you on helping your agency win the 2020 eApply incentive. Because of your success with eApply, we're anxious to hear about your experiences and use that information to help other agencies who may just be getting started with eApply or with those who could use a little boost.
Thanks, Lynette. We're excited to be a part of the ongoing evolution of eApply. As you know, we started using eApply mainly in 2017, and we've been using it ever since.
Great. Can you walk us through your eApply process in working with the agent, Scott Nelson Archer?
Scott, who is the agent, has the illustration ran first and sends a questionnaire to the client to complete. We then take this completed questionnaire and use it to answer the questions on eApply. We send to the client for signature, but we also email them the link directly. We follow up the next day with the customer to see if they have any questions. We continue to follow up with the client every few days until the e-signatures are completed and the e-application has been submitted into underwriting.
Did you have to overcome any obstacles in order to use it in your agency?
There really were not obstacles to overcome, just learning the new process. Emeritus was very helpful with their webinars that helped us learn the e-application process.
Angie, obviously you prefer the e-apply process over the paper process. Why?
The paper process is so much more time consuming and the e-apply process is so much more streamlined. Before e-apply, to prepare Scott for his appointments, we would run the illustrations, pull together all carrier applications for him to meet with his clients, complete the application, collect all required signatures before then processing to Emeritus for underwriting. Just the paper application process would take 2+ hours, but could also be spread over a few days since it took Scott coordinating his schedule with the clients to present and complete an application with them, and then providing the final application back to them for signatures before submitting to Emeritus. When using the eApply process, a questionnaire is emailed to the client. The client completes and emails back to Scott. To populate the questionnaire to the e-application takes maybe 20 minutes, and the system automatically emails the client. We follow up with our own email to the client with their link. When the client has completed their e-signatures, we are notified by Emeritus and Scott completes his e-signatures. At this point, we are probably a total of 45 minutes into it. Once Emeritus has received the completed e-application with all signatures, we are immediately emailed with confirmation from the case manager.
Thanks for walking us through that. Going from a process that can take you a couple of days to 45 minutes is great. What are some of the greatest benefits you've seen with using eApply?
Some of the greatest benefits is the time you save and process ease. The time we save in doing eApply also saves the client time as well. Their process becomes very simplified with requirements and it's efficient. In addition, the e-delivery saves us time as well. It allows us to have the policy delivered to the client very quickly once their application has been approved. The time we save on eApply and eDelivery allows us more time to focus on servicing our clients and obtaining new clients as well.
What were the biggest challenges you encountered?
The biggest challenges were, number one, the mindset in taking that step from paper to eApply. It was new and it was different, but once we started working through the process, it was great. And two, developing the process of collecting the client details that are required. Our team worked very diligently to develop a questionnaire that would catch all details that eApply requires to move forward in the process. to have the completed application emailed to the client for their review and to complete their e-signatures. Once we had the document to collect all necessary information, the process ran very smoothly.
Angie, do you have any recommendations for other users?
I'd say practice the eApply simulator on Producer Workbench to get acquainted with the tool. Then start using it little by little until you're proficient. Now that we've become accustomed to it, I can't imagine submitting our business any other way.
Do you have any suggestions for improvement?
Since we first started working with Emeritus eApply, we have worked through issues for improvement both for us and Emeritus. Any issues we came across only required a phone call to Emeritus, and it was very quickly resolved.
Thank you for sharing your experiences with us today, Angie. We really appreciate you, and we're so glad you gave eApply a try and are now advocating for your peers to use it as well. For our listeners, if you would like more information about eApply, you can contact our eApply support line at 888-331-2714 or email me directly at lmason@emeritus.com. I'm Lynette Mason, along with Angie McCamey. This has been Emeritus Now.